which I think of as WGXC Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to Acre.
Saffer has a two-hour special on Charles Mingus on the Overlook show. Then there's 2 hours of Theremin concerts, 2 p.m. on the radio. At 4 p.m., Holly Tanner hosts the WGXC afternoon show, The Chairperson's Corner, with Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairperson Matt Morrell discussing the latest Columbia County news. And Lori Weaver from Our Community Cares and Beth Schuster, the Executive Director of Twin County Recovery Services, are also on the WGXC afternoon show. Then at 8 p.m., Michael Wilde plays mostly singles. And at 10 p.m., Dan Seward is hosting the Battlefield Earth Show from an undisclosed location in Hudson on the radio at 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties. The more advertising kids see, the more likely they are to smoke or vape. To learn more and find out how you can help, rvwtobaccofree.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Waldholz of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek, coming at you from High, Low, and Catskill, WGXC 94.7 FM. This is Corey, and this show is kind of a musical celebration of Game of Thrones as it goes into its final season, although I'll actually only be playing a couple of musical pieces from the show. This is kind of something I would do on Rock and Roll Marsh in my old show, sort of what I call a mental soundtrack, with music I feel most of the show will be music I feel fits the characters, but I'll help context it with some sound bites. Of course, certain words have to be bleeped or cut out, but anyways, I'm still trying to give you some news in this packed show, so here we go. This week sees the end of another epic saga, only with more ridiculous costumes and way less sex. Following Avengers Endgame's release this week, its helmers, the Russo brothers, will be headed over to MGM to lend some creative credibility to their plans to exploit the hell out of that archive. Deadline reports Joe and Anthony's company, Abgo, has signed a non-exclusive contract that will include some of their original productions, as well as projects like the live-action / animated hybrid readaptation of The Secret of NIMH, and a third go-around of The Thomas Crown Affair, possibly directed by the duo and starring Michael B. Jordan. But that ending gets an epilogue, it turns out. Mild spoiler warning for something we kind of already knew. Marvel Films chief Kevin Feige recently said the next Spider-Man installment, Far From Home, is a true end of the MCU Phase 3, meaning it is definitely set post-snapping. Shifting to what is said to be a major driver for the MCU going forward as the films, along with the films, the latest Disney Plus spinoff mini announced is Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye, passing the torch to comic book successor / Young Avenger founding member Kate Bishop, so here's hoping for at least a Pizza Dog cameo. The doc section of the would-be Netflix killer is also getting Marvelized. Live feed reports among Disney's unscripted series will be Marvel 616, using the in-universe numerical designation for the original Marvel Universe to explore the role the real world has had in shaping the four-color one. Some quick content notes about the slated for November launch of Disney+. Star Wars The Mandalorian, the live-action Lady and the Tramp, and The World According to Jeff Goldblum will be up on launch, along with half the Marvel films, all Star Wars movies, and in-canon cartoons. Select Disney and Fox classics, but of course not Song of the South. All seasons of The Simpsons so far, and hundreds of hours of Nat Geo material. Wonder if that includes the Riff Track specials. Anyway, most other announced projects like the first few Marvel series and the recently announced Sandlot sequel series, Pixar's Library, and Phineas and Ferb finally getting that long-planned movie will be available within the first year. With the title and trailer drop for the finale to the Skywalker saga revealed, the Emperors of the Star Wars universe revealed it's a for now finale in some other ways, at least for the original film corner. To The Hollywood Reporter, Lucasfilm head Kathleen Kennedy expanded on retiring CEO Bob Iger's announcement that after December's Rise of Skywalker, the films will be on temporary hiatus as they examine how to go forward in a world that has revealed it's less accepted in multiple Star Wars films a year. She said there will soon be a major meeting regarding Rian Johnson and the Game of Thrones team's respective still-in-development trilogies. She also told Yahoo that, yes, that was the Emperor's laugh heard at the end of the trailer, because why else would Ian McDiarmid appear with the new cast at the unveiling? And yes, Virginia, there's already rumors flying that they're restoring / releasing the entire 9-film Star Wars saga in a 4K Blu-ray set. Digital Fix claims to have an insider saying this includes the original unaltered negatives of the Holy Trilogy, which has apparently proven less of a challenge than the prequels. The Disney Death Star has claimed the lives of a few in-development Fox projects, as well as at the TV show. Deadline reports that David Peterson's motion capture adaptation of Eisner-winning comic Mouse Guard has been dropped, in part because the mouse wants Fox to focus on more adult-oriented projects, and apparently Game of Thrones with my star and Idris Elba and Andy Serkis isn't edgy enough. It's now being shopped to other outlets, including, of course, Netflix. Meanwhile, the slimmer Fox network has claimed its own victim by canceling X-Men spinoff The Gift after 2 seasons. Deadline saying it's not inconceivable. Disney will continue it through Hulu. So, first set of actual songs from Game of Thrones. Jenny's, the Ballad of Jenny after, you know, this latest episode. Yeah, that was one of many great moments. But, you'll hear first a couple of short pieces from series composer Ramin Djawadi, and then YouTube artist Sophie Proud covering The Rat Cook. So let's start off with, way ironic considering what just happened in the latest episode, Things I Do for Love.
tale from a drunken lad who heard this from an old innkeep, that once the North really did weep from the place where old man in black are clad.
The pie, me lord, the pie, son, me lord, was in the pie.
A king there was coming to see the mighty knight, for as tall as me, and thought the knight he was the guest of the one they call crows. Forgive the jest.
The pie, me lord, the pie, son, me lord, was in the pie.
The cook had once been not a cook, but tall and strong, and the good king had cast him down with all the might of his golden crown.
The pie, me lord, the pie, son, me lord, was in the pie.
That's but the room of a new man knows where the cook had served the king a pie of huge proportions, round and wide, and filled with bacon and pieces of hide.
The pie, me lord, the pie, son, me lord, was in the pie.
But the king did not know that the pie he revered and asked for new portions to eat was also filled with the pieces of flesh of his son.
His own son!
His brain's a tasty mash.
Woo! The pie, me lord, the pie, your son, me lord, was in the pie. The pie, me lord, the pie, your son, me lord, was in the pie.
And oh, the cook, no longer a man, by the gods, in a rat he did turn. But so huge and white, he ate his own yam, for a guess as it's right.
And I, son, the pie, me lord, the pie, son, me lord, was in the pie.
Never mess with a rat, made by gods, for the gods, yeah, so. And do not forget, for the guess as it's right, and the king was a guest of the rat.
Cook, rat, cook, I made the broil.
And as Ninth State's covers of Game Without Word Tears plays in the background, going back over that last set, started off with Ramen, the Jawaldis, the Things I Do for Love, and the Night's Watch from the original soundtrack to Game of Thrones, and then Sophie Proud's version of the Rat Cook, a.k.a. the song that in-universe inspired Arya to make some prey pies. So, before I get into the first epic musical interpretation set, some... here's a run-through of what some of the actors behind some of the dearly despised and potentially departed players slash pawns of the game are doing now or next. Natalie Dormer will go from High Garden to 1938 LA for Penny Dreadful's sequel series City of Angels. Aidan Gillen, already starring in History Channel's Blue Book, will go from writing A Kingdom's Fall to writing literary classics portraying James Joyce in Robert Mullen's James and Lucia. And finally, it's not Jorah the Andal anymore, it's Batman, or Bruce Wayne at least, as Ian Glynn will betray Bruce Wayne in the next season of DC Universe's Titans. So, get into the first set. Let's let the Mad Queen introduce us all herself.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
We'll be right back. The masters tear babies from their mothers' arms. They mutilate little boys by the thousands. They train little girls in the art of pleasuring old men. They treat men like beasts, as you said yourself.
Herding the masters into pens and slaughtering them by the thousands is also treating men like beasts. The slaves you freed, brutality is all they've ever known. If you want them to know something else, you'll have to show it to them.
And repay the slavers with what? Kindness? A fine? A stern warning?
It's tempting to see your enemies as evil, all of them. But there's good and evil on both sides in every war ever fought.
Let the priests argue over good and evil. Slavery is real. I can end it. I will end it. And I will end those behind it.
I sold men into slavery, Khaleesi.
And now, you are helping me show them to freedom.
I wouldn't be here to help you if Ned Stark had done to me what you want to do to the masters of Yunkai.
The man who came to me the other day about burying his father.
His Dazol Lorak.
He will accompany the Second Sons and serve as my ambassador to Yunkai. He will tell the masters what has happened in Meereen. He will explain the choice they have before them. They can live in my new world, or they can die in their old one.
Oh, Littlefinger is not long for the capital. A confidant of mine has told me that when he goes, Sansa Stark goes with him.
Why have you come to me with this matter?
Littlefinger was born with no lands, no wealth, no armies. He has acquired the first two. How long before he has the army? Perhaps you'll laugh, but I know him better than most, and this is the truth. Littlefinger is one of the most dangerous men in Westeros. If Robb Stark falls, Sansa Stark is the key to the North.
And if Littlefinger marries her, he'll have the key in his pocket.
Which seems such a shame. Why should a man with such a low reputation steal away such a lovely bride?
You must despise him. You're working so hard to undermine him.
Actually, I rather enjoy him. But he would see this country burn if he could be King of the Ashes.
I'm And who are you? The proud lord said that I must bow so low. Only a cat of a different coat that saw the truth I know. And a coat of gold, or a coat of red, a lion still has claws. And mine are long and sharp, my lord, as long and sharp as yours. And so he spoke, and so he spoke, that Lord of Castamere. But now the rings weep o'er his hall, with no one there to hear. Yes, now the rings weep o'er his hall, and not a soul to hear.
Okay, and as Walking in My Shoes by Depeche Mode plays in the background, going over The Last Stand inspired by Game of Thrones, Cersei led us into James A. Johnston's cover of Motorhead's The Game, and then Dani talking about what she's going to do to Slavers led us into Dead Market's cover of We Don't Need Another Hero. Then Varys summoning up Baelish's threat led into Nine Inch Nails' Burn, the Angel of Destruction remix. And then, of course, maybe I should have put a trigger warning for this, the Nationals cover of Reigns of Castamere, which was a bonus included on the Season 2 soundtrack. And then that led perfectly into Arya's list for... And that led us into Epic Orchestra's cover of The Cure's Burn. So, going into last big set, and just in case I don't have much time to talk at the end, we'll first be hearing Tyrion's Trial by Combat speech leading into Hidden Citizens' cover of It's a Sin. And then Bran beating the Three-Eyed Raven leading into Killing Joke Pandemonium. Then Jon being the Clare King of the North leading into Funkervox's Arise and Hero club mix. And we will end, of course, with the Wights being presented to the people at King's Landing, leading in, and that will lead us out with Alice Cooper and Rob Zombie's Hands of Death. And I'll still probably pop in to say goodbye, so here we go.
Father, I wish to confess. I wish to confess.
You wish to confess?
I saved you. I saved this city and all your worthless lives. I should have let Stannis kill you all.
Tyrion! Do you wish to confess?
Yes. Father, I'm guilty. Guilty? Is that what you want to hear?
You admit you poisoned the king?
No. Of that I'm innocent. I'm guilty of a far more monstrous crime. I'm guilty of being a dwarf.
You are not on trial for being a dwarf.
Oh, yes, I am. I've been on trial for that my entire life.
Have you nothing to say in your defense?
Nothing but this. I did not do it. I did not kill Joffrey, but I wish that I had. Watching your vicious bastard die gave me more relief than 1,000 lying swords. I wish I was the monster you think I am. I wish I had enough poison for the whole pack of you. I would gladly give my life to watch you all swallow it.
Samarin! Samarin! Escort the prisoner back to his cell.
I will not give my life for Joffrey's murder, and I know I'll get no justice here, so I will let the gods decide my fate. I demand a trial by combat.
It's a sin. He was a three-eyed raven.
I've been many things. Now I am what you see.
My brother, he led us to you, and now he...
He knew what would happen. From the moment he left, he knew, and he went anyway.
How do you know?
I've been watching you. All of you. All of your lives. With a thousand eyes and one. Now you've come to me at last, Brandon Stark. Though the hour is late.
I didn't want anyone to die for me.
He died so you could find what you have lost.
You're going to help me walk again?
You'll never walk again. But you will fly.
Butchered at the Red Wedding, Lord Manderly. But you refused the call. You swore allegiance to House Stark, Lord Glover. But in their hour of greatest need, you refused the call. And you, Lord Kerwin, Your father was skinned alive by Ramsay Bolton. Still, you refused the call.
But House Mormont remembers. The North remembers. We know no king, but the king in the North whose name is Stark. I don't care if he's a bastard. Ned Stark's blood runs through his veins. He's my king, from this day until his last day.
We are a group of people who do not like one another. We have suffered at each other's hands.
We have lost people we love at each other's hands. If all we wanted was more of the same, there would be no need for this gathering. We are entirely capable of waging war against each other without meeting face to face.
So instead we should settle our differences and live together in harmony for the rest of our days.
We all know that will never happen.
Then why are we here?
This isn't about living in harmony. It's just about living. The same thing is coming for all of us. A general you can't negotiate with. An army that doesn't leave corpses behind on the battlefield. Lord Tyrion tells me 1 million people live in this city. They're about to become 1 million more soldiers in the army of the dead.
Yeah.